to my oldest granddaughter, I'm Granny May. And one of my goals is to become a grandmother Lois. You know, in thinking through on anything that I could say to you girls, I couldn't help but think of how much you've heard this week and how faithful the Holy Spirit has surely been to each one of you. Because you see, you've been up in the mountains, and some of us are down in the valley here, and we've been praying for you and for the men and women who spoke to you. And so what I'm going to share with you is just tidbits, but I trust that it might help you a little. There just might be some girl in the room tonight that has a heartache. It just might be that all of your need wasn't met. And you have a notebook, or you have some papers that are full of notes. And those notes can become awfully cold very quickly. And it might be that some girl disappointed you. Is that possible? And so I'd like to say this, that as you think of that girl, or as you look at that girl, or that person, just remember that God isn't finished with her. And I'm very, very grateful tonight that someone cared enough to care. And Lauren and Lucille Sanny are sitting in this room tonight. And they can tell you that it was a long, hard road that Dawson Trotman had with Lila. And you know the Lord isn't finished with me yet. I've been living for a few weeks in the 119th Psalm. It has 176 verses. And I have been asking the Lord for some very deep things in my own life. And one of them is holiness, to be holy. And as soon as I started asking the Lord on my knees about holiness, then the floodgates opened. And it's been one thing after six. And I honestly, Lauren, do you ever become holy? Really? There's a price to pay to becoming holy. And I've been asking the Lord very definitely to show me the little things. So yesterday I backed out of my driveway, or day before yesterday, and down the street was a United Parcel truck, and the fellow was at the door of a neighbor of mine. So I just backed out of my driveway and came out on the road and turned like I always do. And I didn't stay on my side, which I never do in front of my house if there's no cars. I come over this way. May I have a drink of water, please? So I came out of my drive, drove out, came around this way, and as I turned, girls, there he was. He was down the street. He was at a house. And I am not a slouch behind a wheel. I wasn't sitting out there counting. I just turned. And he looked daggers at me. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, like that. That's just exactly what I did. So he rolled down his window and let me have it. And he cursed me out and sent me to hell. So I said to him, you know, you may be interested to know that I have no plans to go to hell, but I really have assurance that I'm going to be in heaven. He says, not at the pace you're going. And I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, maybe I should restate that. By the pace you're going to be there sooner than you think. And so I said, well, you might be interested to know I'm turning your name in. You never curse a lady and get away with it. Never. As I left and went on my way, I thought, well, Lord, here I've been praying for patience, endurance. And if you take the Psalms 119, girls, it's packed full of holiness. There's much to meditate on. Every verse in the 119th Psalm is in the language of prayer. And I challenge you to it. I really do. I'm making a Bible study on it, and it's just too much for me. But not for him. And when he begins to perfect us, well, pettiness has to go, and jealousies has to go. And as I look at you girls here tonight, I think nobody in this room could be bothered with that. But I know you're human, and I know that you're bothered with it at times. Could it be a lot of the time? And you and I, are all right when things are just going our way. But 119th Psalm has sorrow in it. And it has praise. It has work. There's room for solitude. And to me, it's schooling, and it very vividly paints sin and the price that you and I pay for sin. And as you get older and you become a grandparent, and your children are older, you think, well, I can relax now. And my troubles are over, you know. But our children need us in a way as they get older. And I'm thinking of you girls tonight. And I would admonish you to snuggle up close to the heart of God. It's so easy today to become a part of the world and the world system. And I've been spending hours and hours in Watergate. And it's caused me to look in my own life to see what Watergate or Watergates are in my life. And it's easy for me to sit relaxed in my home and look at the person on the television and think to myself, is he guilty or is he not? And, you know, sounds guilty to me, and everybody's at each other's throat. And yet they got caught, Lila, and have you been caught? I'm speaking to Lila. And it's caused me to pray for our word in a new way. And for you leaders, you men who lead our work. that there would be real unity and forthrightness. And would I say anything differently if I knew I was being bugged tonight? And yet I am. And then we're hearing so much about beef, or the lack of beef, that I would like to remind you of Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. You know it? If you don't, I want you to look it up and let it be, and see if it's true. If the Lord took the vineyard and took the cattle, stripped you of everything that you and I are accustomed to putting on our table, could you say the 18th verse, yet will I rejoice, or will I joy in the God of my salvation? Could we honestly say that? And I know how hard it is to find a meal without beef or chicken or whatever. You know, I know this. But yet, God is wanting to do a work in our lives. And it seems to me that when the real depth of a work that He wants to do in our lives is to be accomplished, it has to be through sorrow or heartache. And I praise God for the trial and the heartache in my life. I really do. And when Satan leaves me alone, well, then I take stock. You know? This is a warfare we are in. And girls, I want to tell you that I love you. I was once all of your ages. And I wish, I could wish, I don't, but I could wish that I had known then what you girls know today. But I had the same God when I was your age, and the same resources. And God is not limited, and His resources are unlimited. And I just want to tell you, I love you very much, and I would want the very best for your life as you leave the Glen. And I understand it's the first time some of you have been on the Glen, and so welcome home. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to death that you're part of us and that we're part of you.